Good afternoon, Dr. Schneer. Dictating a 6-minute walk test on patient Shelby Bryant. This goes to the VA. On 3/17/26, Mr. Bryant performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the roommate saturation was 95% period. The patient walked 293 meters in 6 minutes. And saturation at the end of the study was 96% period. Paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on the same patient, Shelby Bryant. On 3/3/26, Mr. Bryant performed a 6-minute walk, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no significant airways obstruction period. There wasn't further improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 12/18/25. There's been improvement in the pre-bronchodilator study. New paragraph impression, normal study with bronchial reactivity noted showing improvement period. Next is a 12-lead EKG. On patient Leslie McDonald. On 3/17/26, Mrs. McDonald performed a 12-lead EKG period. Although the baseline is irregular, the patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes are normal period. The paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a 12-lead EKG on patient Mark Rokos, R-O-K-O-S. On 3/17/26, Mr. Rokos performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. A 12-lead EKG period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm with an occasional PAC period. QRS complexes are normal, T waves normal period. There is an incomplete right bundle branch block pattern noted period, no paragraph impression. Normal sinus rhythm with an occasional PAC with an incomplete right bundle branch block pattern. Next, 12-lead EKG on patient Ricky Lacko. On 3/17/26, Mr. Lacko performed a 12-lead EKG period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm with a left axis deviation period. QRS complexes are normal period, new paragraph impression, left axis deviation, otherwise normal EKG period. Thank you.